tests, which are conducted in the field. They will either be semi-field tests in the greenhouse or screen house. These are long-term tests, so we are examining the development of the species of the full life cycle, or tritrophic tests. The plant material will be the test substance, and this will be the actual field exposure, which is 1 times the estimated environmental concentration. And of course, if we progress to actual field testing, has the same parameters as semi-field testing, except this is more realistic exposure. There will be multiple locations and census studies to look at sentinel organisms. In the evolution of the ecological risk assessment, which I will abbreviate as ERA, begins with the guidelines for ecological risk assessment, which was established in 1998. We also have taken into consideration several SAPs, which have offered key recommendations that we have incorporated into our risk assessment. And finally, I will also describe some of the white paper recommendations. So in previous recommendations, in the 1998 SAP, the guidelines for ecological risk assessment stated that Tier 1 screening tests at the maximum are conducted at the maximum hazard dose at 50% mortality at 5 times the environmental concentration. There are at least 3 species that should be tested, from parasitic dipterans, predation hemipterans, predation coleopterans, predation mites, predation neuropterans, and parasitic hymenopterans. The majority of the data that we have seen have come from the lady beetle, green lacewing, and parasitic hymenopteran. In 1992, another SAP was convened where the tiered hazard assessment was decided to be suitable for PIPs. However, more testing of non-target organisms, specifically beneficial invertebrates that are closely related to the target species, was recommended, as well as decomposer organisms that should be tested, such as Columbella and earthworm. In the 2001 SAP, and also had recommendations from the National Academy Press, Colia megillum maculata was designated as being more appropriate than Hippodamia convergens, since it's more of a generalist predator and more readily feeds on pollen. In cases where representatives exposed to a non-target organism cannot be adequately tested in the lab, a closely related indicator that can be easily reared may be substituted. They also recommended field testing to be used to evaluate population level effects on non-target organisms. In the 2002 SAP, they acknowledged the importance of testing effects on PIPs on parasitoids. They also acknowledged the lack of exposure to the green lacewing and that other generalist predators should be considered for Tier 1 tests. The SAP also agreed with the idea of field testing and the additional recommendation that indicator organisms should be selected on basis of potential for field exposure to the subject protein. An example of this would be predaceous carabid and cephalinids, which were identified as suitable indicator organisms for Tier 1 testing. They also agreed to that we should ensure adequate exposure throughout the test, verify the level and activity of toxin in the test material, and exposure to all life stages. Finally, in the 2004 SAP, multi-year field studies to assess potential longer-term effects of cultivation on persistence of toxins in the soil and on population of NTOs were recommended to be considered. Control mortalities that have greater than 20% indicated the test that may not be valuable or have the most meaningful results and either need to be repeated or adjustments made to the protocol. They also agreed that tests do not allow the designated endpoint to be reached and are not a useful part of the risk assessment, and that the level of exposure should be based on a detailed quantification of the estimated environmental concentration in the field. They also recommended large plot field studies may result in significant within-plot variation, leading to the need for additional sampling for precise estimation. So in taking all the previous recommendations into considerations, several issues have come up in the ecological risk assessment. I'll begin with the issues that have come up in laboratory testing in Tier 1 and 2. Of course, the appropriate indicator species is key to the ecological risk assessment. We have found that perhaps the Daphnia magna, which was originally identified as being indicative as an invertebrate aquatic species to be tested, is unlikely to be exposed and may not be the most appropriate indicator species. We also want to ensure that the non-target organisms are being delivered appropriate diet and delivery systems, and this will ensure exposure. We've also noted in some of the data submissions that there's high control mortality and that there's also a lack of species source. And an example of this would be the insidious flower bug. There's also a lack of validated test system protocols. While several data packages have included carabids and cephalinids, these aren't as validated, and this is something we are looking for in our ecological risk assessment. We also want to ensure that there is proper duration of exposure and the use of positive controls and verification of activity of the test substance. In field testing, there was also noted limitations in high variability. And as I mentioned before, previous SAPs concluded that there are limitations to laboratory-based testing that may result in the need for the field or semi-field testing. However, several of the data packages we receive have to be supplemented with the Tier 1 and Tier 2 screening studies with field testing due to the laboratory shortcomings I mentioned before. However, these tests are not triggered due to potentially unacceptable risk in lower tier laboratory studies and are not following the tiered approach to the risk assessment process that was shown earlier. However, in field testing, they also have considerable limitations and high variability. There is also a need for statistical validity. And in conducting the Tier 3 and 4 field studies, it's frequently not practical prior to commercialization of crops expressing the insecticidal protein because of the test plot size and power of test considerations in terms of experimental materials and locations. It is our goal to incorporate all the previous test parameters and statistical considerations that were described here and in previous presentations. Future considerations for the ecological risk assessment are based on the interagency white paper that I mentioned earlier. At this point, we are considering that there is a possibility of unnecessary testing with the parasitic hymenopteran. This is because it's not associated as a corn pest and exposure is limited due to feeding habits. We are currently asking for field monitoring and census data after 3 years of consecutive planting. And at this point, I would also like to point out that ORD, the Office of Research and Development of EPA, is funding development of valid field testing and the rationale for when these studies are required. And getting back to the main purpose for the harmonization, the key purpose